With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump was talking TikTok yesterday with the company's chief executive at Mar-a-Lago, offering a glimmer of hope for the Chinese-based video platform. It's hoping not to be banned from the U.S. unless it's sold to new owners.
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with it.
The ByteDance-owned app, expected to be banned from the company's 170 million U.S. users if it does not divest from its Chinese parent under a law that comes into force next month. That's the day before Trump's inauguration as president. Drone sightings in the Northeast sparking speculation and concern over where they came from and what they're up to. John Slaughter is director of the UAS Research and Operations Center.
Generally speaking, the bigger a propeller that's spinning is, then the louder, lower frequency, it travels farther. So think of a helicopter.
And the FBI, Homeland Security, State Police, and other agencies are investigating. The horror of a mass shooting struck the Madison area for the second time in 7 months on Monday when police say a teenager shot eight people and took his own life.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said police received a call from the school and staff at a nearby police training center, responded from there.
So what began as a training day became an actual day.
He did not give details about the age or gender of the suspected shooter, who also wounded six others at Abundant Life Christian School, a K-12 school with about 390 students. Barnes said the suspected shooter likely died by suicide. He also said investigators didn't have a motive yet.
I don't know why, and I felt like if we did know why, we could stop these things from happening.
News conference audio courtesy of WKOW. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. America's college professors are afraid.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with strong pro-life laws. Prescriptions like these, made online and over the phone, are a key reason the number of abortions has increased across the country, even after state bans started taking effect. This is SRN News. Indiana officials are preparing to execute the state's first death row inmate in 15 years.
Joseph Corcoran was convicted in 1999 in the fatal shootings of his brother and three other men. If Corcoran is put to death as scheduled Wednesday, it will be the state's first execution since 2009. Corcoran's attorneys have asked a federal court to stay his execution, arguing it would be unconstitutional because he has a serious mental illness. Indiana officials have refused to discuss how they obtained the sedative used for this lethal injection. John Scott reporting.
A U.S. Senate committee says at least two internal Amazon studies have found a relationship between worker speed and injuries in the online retailer's warehouses. A 160-page report issued Sunday by the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions alleges Amazon rejected many of the study's safety findings. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.